This is the news in brief from the United Nations. There has been a dramatic increase in the number of civilian casualties due to cluster munitions in the last year. New data from the UN-partnered Cluster Munition Monitor Civil Society Group indicates 1,172 people were killed or injured in 2022, which is the highest number since regular reporting started in 2010. 95% were civilians. Most of the casualties were caused by cluster munition attacks in Ukraine. The report's authors say that the vast majority were carried out by Russian forces, although Ukrainian forces have also deployed them, causing civilian harm. Cluster munitions are weapons that are fired from the ground by artillery or dropped by aircraft. They open in the air to disperse hundreds of mini-bombs over a wide area. Many fail to explode on initial impact, leaving a lethal legacy. In 2022, over 70% of casualties from remnants were children. The report's authors insisted that governments must unite to firmly condemn their use and join the global ban on these weapons, the Convention on Cluster Munitions. A total of 112 countries have ratified or acceded to the 2008 treaty so far, while 12 have signed it. $125 million in humanitarian funding has been released from the UN's Emergency Response Fund to boost underfunded aid operations in 14 countries in Africa, Asia, the Americas, and the Middle East. The development comes as the UN Humanitarian Affairs Coordination Office, OCHA, warned that the humanitarian plans for these countries were all under 36% funded. Afghanistan and Yemen, which OCHA described as among the world's most protracted and neglected crises, topped the recipient list with $20 million each. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths stressed that the use of the funding to fill some of the gaps saved lives, and he deplored the cruel reality of funding shortages experienced by aid agencies right at a time when people's needs compel them to scale up. OCHA noted that in 2023, global funding requirements have surpassed $55 billion to support 250 million people affected by conflict, the impact of the climate crisis, natural disasters, disease outbreaks, displacement, and other crises. An unprecedented number of migrants and refugees continue to cross the dense tropical jungle between Colombia and Panama, known as the Darien Gap, risking their lives and facing horrific human rights abuses, the UN Rights Office, OHCHR, said on Tuesday. So far this year, more than 330,000 people have crossed the Darien Gap on their journey to North America, the highest annual figure recorded to date, OHCHR said. 1 in 5 were children. With more, here's OHCHR spokesperson Marta Hurtado.
Migrants and refugees are exposed to multiple human rights violations and abuses during their journey, including sexual violence, which is a particular risk for children, women, LGBTI people, and people with disabilities. There are also murders, disappearances, trafficking, robbery, and intimidation by organized crime groups.
OHCHR said that with international support, the government of Panama has built 3 migration centers to provide shelter, food, healthcare, and water and sanitation for the people on the move, but capacity remains stretched. The UN office called on the international community to help close protection gaps and address the structural factors forcing people to leave their homes. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.